Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 19th, 2016. I'm your host, Paul Filial, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Like the previous week. Tired. But this time you properly as tired, if not more than I am.
Well, yeah, the LAN party over the weekend, 3 days of no sleep and playing video games is tiring. This is the truth of life. All right, so we've got a pretty long list, so let's get right to it. As always, we're going to start off with our events. First up is Style Cup 3, April 30th in Repentigny.
Blood Bowl Tournament 4-game approved by NAF. Pre-registration at $35, $40 at the door. That includes a lunch and a dinner. A lunch and a dinner. You can find more info on the link we'll have in the show notes.
Moving right along. Indy Open 8 on May 7th and 8th.
Big event run by Norton Defender and us from the Club Chaos. It's 40k, 9th Age, War Machine, Guild Ball, Infinity, X-Wing, a big figurine Quebec painting contest. Registration are still going on right now. It's $35 per day. You're attending. Most events are only a single day except 40k and 9th Age. Figurine Quebec has its own cost. You don't need to pre-register for it, though. So we'll have a link in the show notes toward the Norton Defender forum for everything about the gaming side, and a link toward Figurine Quebec website for the painting side.
All right. Next up, it's Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th to the 21st.
Our friends at Canhammer and OnePlus Armor are running that big 3-day event. I think it's the first year they're doing 3 days.
Yeah, it's never been 3 days before. Yeah.
So they have Age of Sigmar, 40k, War Machine Hordes, X-Wing, Batman, miniature game, and they also have a garage sale. So all the registrations, the registration cost is not the same for every event, so we'll simply give you a link to their website with all the schedule and the price.
All right. So that takes us out of the events section into the news. Now, we've got a lot of non-crowdfunding news this week. First up, I'm sure everyone's heard of this, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Games Workshop, the Imperial Knights Renegade box.
I'll let you go about that. You know more than I do.
You keep doing that to me. Okay.
Only with the Game Workshop stuff. You should be used to it by now.
You sneaky, sneaky bugger you. All right, so cool box set. Makes me think a little bit of Battletech. You get a Knight Warden and a Knight Crusader.
Which one is the clan?
Which one is the clan? Oh, from Battletech, sorry. Well, the reason I said Battletech is because if you remember Battletech, you had like a damage grid for your mechs, right?
Oh, yeah, I still have the entry box here.
This is the same thing for Imperial Knights. You've got this damage grid box with like broken down for like arms, legs, torso, whatever. So it's really, really kind of retro feeling. They're full model kits, though. Plus, you get a piece of terrain. You get one of the Imperial building sets. I can't remember which one it is, but it's makes two little small buildings. The cool thing is, though, this box set is like a 40% rebate. So basically, it's 230 Canadian, which is basically the cost of a knight and the terrain piece. It's like you're getting a second knight for free. So I won't say it's cheap, but it is a good deal.
Yeah.
Right. It's on pre-order right now, and you'll be able to pick it up on Saturday. Yeah, it launches in stores on Saturday. Sorry. Next up, Oathsworn Miniatures, the Burrows and Badgers game rules.
So they released their full PDF this weekend at Salute, and the printed version will come out at the UK Game Expo in June. But in the meantime, you can now try it. And what is Burrows and Badgers? It's a game of critters adventuring and fighting each other. So you have anthropomorphized badgers, rabbits, every kind of small farm animal or woodland animals fighting together. It's pretty cool. And they have their own line of miniatures, and other companies like Dark Sword do some cool animal people too.
Or On the Lamb.
Oh, yes, too. But do they still have them?
I don't know if they still have them, but I'm sure that you can still find...
They have discontinued them, and they recently Emily mentioned that they will be relaunching, but I think it's only next year or at Gen Con.
Okay.
So right now, I don't think you can get the On the Lamb animal models.
Well, fine. I retract that statement then. All right. Next in line, Mantix released the Kings of War Forces of Nature army.
Yes, they have. It's a really varied army. You have fishmen, dryads, centaurs.
Elementals, I think.
Yeah, right? A big rock elemental, I think, is in that force. You also have some kind of tree people, a bunch of cool models. My favorite one is the Force of Nature Greater Earth Elemental, and the kind of treekins, what we would call treekins for the Grim Worship Wood Elves. They are forest shamblers. Really like those models.
Totally not proxy treekin.
No,
totally not.
They're not treekin. Don't exist anymore.
Sure, they do.
They don't. They have changed names or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure they have. But I mean, all those armies are still there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
They're elves now or whatever. And
yeah, yeah.
Yada yada, etc., etc. But anyway, enough about AOS. Warlord Games have released a new model for Beyond the Gates of Antares. It's the C3M4 combat drone.
And or actually, it's on pre-order. It is on pre-order, yeah. It's a pretty cool model. I like all of their line, but that one really called to me.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool look. Their stuff looks unique, right?
Yes.
It's sci-fi that's not trying to be a 40K knockoff, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think of a mix between like old Imperial Guard and Tau together.
Yeah, it's kind of a retro 40K look, back in the late 90s or whatever, right? It is kind of cool. It harkens back to the deodorant stick tank.
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously much more detailed than that, but
yeah, for sure.
It's kind of got that retro look. I kind of like it. And to be honest, a lot of the models for Beyond the Gates of Antares are actually shaping up to be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing a great job on developing that line. Okay, what do we got next? Zombie Smith. New Cammy Tail releases.
So Cammy Tail are a line of anthropomorphized miniatures, like fox or
Japanese animals.
Yeah, Japanese animals, yeah. So, and they have a new release set of mostly exactly that, foxes. And they're pretty cool. They have different kinds of weapons, some like kind of guns, bows. They have small, there's three like fire foxes too. So, pretty varied, and they're really cool. I like their stuff. They're not the most detailed sculpts, but they look good, though.
Yeah, they definitely have a pretty cool style to them.
Yeah,
I like them. I agree, they're not the cleanest sculpts I've ever seen, but for indie, you know, indie miniature company, they do a pretty good job.
Yes.
And they got an interesting, you know, idea going on. Yeah, I kind of like them, I have to admit. All right. A Cool Minionaut has released a bunch of new stuff for Wrath of Kings.
Yeah, it's not for every faction for this month, but there is stuff for the... let me remember the name. Naesir, which are the kind of... the warrior people with the strange helmets and the demonic infested... Mm-hmm. Women and everything, and also for the Technis, which are the little dwarf with the pigs.
And there's also stuff for Goritzi as well.
Oh yes, they have a pack of werewolf characters. Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Can't leave out the undead.
I like a lot the Technis.
What's their name? Supposed to be a weremoose.
The Warsmith box. Which they're regular humans. They're not pig people or small dwarfs, but they are like a group of female combat smiths.
They look really cool.
They have big hammers and probably are able to repair the. I have no idea how they work in the game, but they look like they could be able to either smash their opponents or repair their little dwarf. Mix.
Yeah, they do look pretty cool. You know, they have some really nice sculptors working on this line now, I have to admit. I also really like the Nizir, like the big, I want to say Demon Prince style guy, mm-hmm. the Greatwing. I think he's got a cool aesthetic to him.
Yes.
And the Wehrmoose for the Goritzi. I may have to pick him up just because he's a Wehrmoose. Or at least I think he's a Wehrmoose. I don't know what he is, but he's like a anthropomorphic moose thing.
Isn't it just a werewolf with a helmet?
Okay, he's got a moose helmet on. He looks like a moose to me. Maybe he's a werewolf with a helmet. Who knows? The pictures aren't that good, but he looks cool. He's got antlers. Next up, Soda Pump Miniatures. New Relics Night releases. Wow, this is like the week of releases for games I thought were dead.
Yeah.
You know, I actually asked Cool Mini if the reason they were giving out the Wrath of Kings army boxes to everyone who had a VIG bag at the event was because the game was dead and they were just trying to get rid of stock.
What was their answer?
Brian Steele was like a little appalled that I would even think that. Mm-hmm. There was a little segue there.
Yeah. So, on the original night side, you could think they're dead too, except for the new releases. But the new book should be coming out at Gen Con, if I remember correctly. So that's
somewhere around there. They refused to, when I cornered them at Adepticon, they refused
to
confirm or deny. But soon, they insisted soon.
Ah, soon. Yeah, that's not really good.
Yeah.
But still, they're working on it, and it should help revive the game, I hope.
Hey, if it's not full of, like, you know, typos and stupidities, it's a step in the right direction. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. And the new Risen model are so good compared to the plastic.
Gorgeous. They are gorgeous.
Like, the three released this week, my favorite one is the Rust Bucket, mech for the Corsairs.
He's awesome looking.
Yeah.
Is Jenner the Seeker also new this week?
What? Sorry?
Jenner the Seeker. I'm assuming he's a
everything there is the release for April. So, the three models. So, Rust Bucket, the R Ancient, and Jenner the Seeker.
Yeah, they are nice models. There's just no way to deny it. Anyway, I wish him luck. It'd be nice to have that game, you know, get revived. It had some neat ideas. The mechanics had some cool, really cool elements. So it'd be nice to see that game pick up. I mean, everyone has miniatures, right? Everyone backed that Kickstarter because it was such a crazy deal. All right. Next up, Eridia miniatures. New 75mm releases. Now, these are some interesting sculpts.
Yes. Both sculpts are really interesting. They're strange things, especially the first one. Cena in the Night. It's pretty a small fairy bugging a small child or a small boy riding a turtle.
Is he a small boy? See, I thought they were both fairies, just different types.
Maybe, but he doesn't look to have wings, though.
But he's got like a plant growing out of his head. So I assumed he was some sort of like forest sprite or something.
Maybe. I thought it was a strange helmet, but yeah, I can see why it could be.
I mean, we don't have a 360 view, do we?
I didn't see there's a ladybug on it, too.
Maybe that's like on a back. It's hard to tell. I don't think we have a shot at the back of the model, do we? Oh, no, that seems to be either his hat or coming out of his head. He's got hair, so maybe that's his hat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're riding like a giant turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Or tortoise or whatever. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, me neither.
it's a super neat looking sculpt. I don't know what it's for, if it's just a painting, you know, pleasure painting type model, or if there actually is a game or something coming behind it, but it's pretty cool.
At 75mm, it's
I'm assuming it's just a display piece, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And their other model is kind of twisted and pretty dark.
Yes. So that one is called Falena, the dark side of nature. It's think of a centaur, but of a flea instead of a horse. And the human part is a female, naked, with a bandage over the eyes. And that looks like rabbit ears, but those are probably like flea antennas.
Could be. And she's got something in her hand. I can't tell what it is, but it's dripping from her mouth. So I'm assuming she's eating something.
Yeah, and she has a bunch of vials attached on her. And
yeah. You know who I can see loving this model? Jessica Rich. This is totally Jessica. Yeah, listening bugs. To this?
Yeah.
This is well, no, that's
no, that's not
Marika that likes the bugs.
That's true, that's true.
But Jessica likes the dark, twisted stuff.
That fits.
So this totally fits her modus operandi. So yeah, Jessica, listen to this. Take a look. Link to it will be in the show notes.
Yeah, and
some
of the vials, doesn't one look like an attached fairy or an attached butterfly? There's some kind of
look.
Pink. It's not big enough, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There seems to be an imprisoned, like, fairy dangling from her left hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, maybe that's what she's eating. Maybe that's what... Because I see a wing or something in the right hand, and I couldn't figure it out. Maybe that's what she's eating. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, even more dark than I thought. Okay. All right. Next up, this one's all Antoine. Pulp Figures has released...
All Antoine.
The mighty Canadian moose.
It's my strange pick of the week. That's mostly what it is.
Yeah, so for all you folks out there who are looking for a moose miniature for a diorama or an army.
That's it. There's nothing much more to say about that. It's a 28mm scale moose.
He's very majestic. That's all I can say. Moving right along, Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. So this list is short this week, which is surprising, because usually Kickstarter is always the longer list.
Mm-hmm.
First up, Minion Miniatures, The Monsters of Underdeep 2. So they've got a pretty cool model. The Kickstarter is all based around one model. Or rather, it's a bunch of extra stuff with the purpose of launching that one big model.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Zombie Hulk, they call it.
Yeah.
It's really kind of neat. And I think this is just a line of miniatures for RPGs and whatever. I don't think there's no game or anything, is it?
No, and proxies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about the first one a while ago when it was...
Yeah, that's right. They did another one, eh?
Yeah.
So this looks pretty neat. The monsters all look kind of cool. They're like... I would say they're kind of unique takes on traditional monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the miniature is... a bit more lean than you could see on other places. Strange horns. The zombie elk is... I'm not sold on the kind of insect backpack he has, or like sights in the back.
He seems to have something growing out of his shoulders, eh?
Yeah.
With a bunch of corpses like impaled on him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but the rest of the body looks really cool. He makes me think of something like World of Warcraft, one of the big abominations.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you look at what else they've got for release, you've got the... Was it a bugbear? A lizardkin? A flesh golem?
The lizard Minotaur. Is cool. When you see the full pictures, the full one, it's really cool. It's pretty big, too, standing at 60mm tall.
The Minotaur looks cool, too, especially with the helmet, like the alternate head you can put on.
Yes.
It looks really, really neat.
And you have access to some of the previous Kickstarter, too. Or some accessories for the miniatures from the previous one. There was a bugbear in the first one, and with a giant tower shield. So their new accessories for the bugbear are to replace those.
Yeah, there's some really cool models there. So worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And that ends on May 8th.
Yeah, and they're already funded. So
yep. So good job. So you can back that and be sure you're going to get something, or reasonably sure you're going to get something.
Yeah, it's a Kickstarter.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Next up, Iron Golems Fantasy Football Pro Box. Now, this got me excited, and I don't even play Blood Bowl.
So, it's a bunch of different accessories to make, to add to your Blood Bowl field to make it look like a real blood sport field with How do you call the scoreboards?
Scoreboards, bleachers. It actually comes with a field as well.
Oh, the field is included.
Wow. Yeah, because that's not the Blood Bowl logo in the middle of it. That's their own logo. Okay, okay. It looks kind of like the Blood Bowl logo, but it's not. So it comes with a field. The field's actually double-sided.
Oh, yeah, so you have a cavern too.
Yeah, exactly. And there's two teams. If you get the pro box, you get the two teams. I think there's even one a pledge below that that comes with the two teams. But it's like a dark elf versus a human team. And the models look pretty nice according to the renders.
Mm-hmm.
I love the magnetic scoreboards. I love the bleachers and like just accessories. There's end zones and little flag poles you can put around the field or on the outside.
It looks good.
Yeah.
When it's, you it's have pricey. Everything on it, yeah, it looks good.
You even got the fencing. You've got sponsorship, like signage fencing to put up if you take it. It is a pricey Kickstarter. I think the full box sets $180. 180 euros, I should say. So that's like $360. It's not cheap. No. I did it again.
You converted from pounds again.
Yeah. I was thinking pounds. So it's about 1.5. So 180 plus 90 would 250? Be 270.
Yeah.
About 270. Yeah. Still bloody expensive, but pretty cool. And you do get two full teams with it, right? So I guess that...
sweeten the deals.
Yeah, it makes it somewhat more reasonable. That's 14... That's 28 models. And it comes in a nice carrying box. So you can pack all your miniatures, the whole field and everything into a little carrying box that you can take with you on the go. Yeah. Worth checking out. That runs for another 16 days. So that ends on the 5th of May. And that is also already funded. Their goal was 18,000 euros. They're at 29,600 euros as of the recording. And last but not least, one of our local friends, TH Miniatures, is releasing a miniature scenery terrain for tabletop gaming and war games 2.
So I own the kit from the first Kickstarter, and this line, instead of being runes like it was or barriers, it's all volcanic terrain. So lava pool, stalagmite, craters, all kind of stuff. And with the same quality casting, quality sculpting you had in the first one. And
casting.
The casting was great too. I've painted some for our local events, and they paint really well. They're easy to paint. They're clean cast. Almost no flash. Nothing to do. It was super easy to
wash it and clean it.
Yeah.
These are all resin pieces. Yes. And actually, I think he was showing, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen some of these because I think he had them at KS Lodzik last fall. He had a couple of pieces cast that he was showing to people.
Yeah.
Talking about the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
He had some like the little lava pools.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked really nice. If you want to build a lava table, I mean, they do have a kind of a cartoony look.
Well, that comes with the paint style. He had a cartoon look on the paint scheme from the first one, but we didn't paint ours cartoony, and they don't come cartoony at all.
Okay, so it's just his style coming through.
Yes, painted too long for Rackham.
Yeah, they're very like that lava is very bright.
Yes,
it's fluorescent yellow. But anyway, the pieces look really cool. Worth checking out if you need some lava pieces for a table. Even just the accessories, like the pillars that are sitting in the lava pools and the little pentagram piece if you want to do the little display base thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got barricades as well. There's all kinds of nice little pieces. And he shows, if you look through the pictures in the Kickstarter, he's got them with a bunch of different models from different lines, so you can see scale, which is nice.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Now, this Kickstarter is running until the 12th of May. He has also been funded. So he was looking for 13,000 Canadian. He's at 13,900. So with 23 days to go. So for sure, this is going to complete. And for sure, you will get something if you back this Kickstarter, because Terry is a good man. And that's about all there is to say, I think. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, that's it.
Well, you know what? That's the end of our list for this week. So I guess we'll see everyone next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com.
Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio, and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.